This is the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. It's Monday morning, March 23rd, 2026. The stories are real. The voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
Scott Spelker, Why Homeowners Over 70 Leave Money on the Table and How to Avoid It. New research reveals that homeowners over 70 often receive lower sale prices due to deferred maintenance and private sale decisions. Scott Spelker of the Spelker team at Coldwell Banker Realty highlights this issue, emphasizing the importance of proactive maintenance and full market exposure. Older homeowners should be wary of leaving money on the table by not testing the full market when selling their homes. Ruben is Gelov's $20 million bank line with Webster Bank, boosting its total managed capital to over $150 million. The significance of this facility lies in validating WeLend's underwriting standards and borrower selection process, allowing the company to compete with institutional lenders without compromising its unique approach. Webster Bank's deep due diligence and recent merger with Santander further strengthen the partnership, enabling WeLend to offer competitive rates and expand into new property types. Mining News breaks: Max Power Mining Corp closes $20.50 million private placement led by Eric Scrott. Max Power Mining Corp announced the closing of a $20.50 million private placement, with 15,805,624 units sold at $30 per unit. Eric Scrott led the investment, with Hampton Securities Limited as the lead agent. The funds will support the evaluation and development of the Lawson Natural Hydrogen Discovery in Saskatchewan, as well as general corporate purposes furthering the company's natural hydrogen opportunity.
Green Energy Breaks: American Fusion Inc. appoints Michael Carlson Chief Financial Officer. Green Energy Breaks reports that American Fusion Inc. has appointed Michael Carlson as their new Chief Financial Officer. With over 30 years of experience in corporate finance, Carlson's expertise will support the company's capital formation and fusion energy platform commercialization. The company also completed PCAOB audits for fiscal 2024 and 2025, filed a Form 10 registration statement, and provided updates on legal matters, including a Delaware court decision and pending outcome from a Washington state hearing.
CKYX announces corporate update call. SKYX Platforms Corp. announces a corporate update call scheduled for Thursday, March 26, 2026, at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. The call will include new developments, fourth quarter 2025, and 2025 full-year overview and financial results. Key members participating in the call include the founder, executive chairman, CEO, president, and CFO. For more information and access details, visit the company's website.
Duty and Body Work Insurance releases 2025 claims report on salon and spa risk. Beauty and Body Work Insurance, BBI, has released a 2025 claims report focusing on the operational risks faced by beauty and body work professionals. The data, derived from real insurance claims and a consumer survey, reveals that most incidents are related to everyday operational issues, with total payouts reaching $929,187 in 2025. Insurance coverage plays a crucial role in client trust and business continuity for professionals in the industry.
Anchor Resources announces further field research for Cambodia's oil and gas with mentorship for ITC graduate geoscientists. Anchor Resources Corp. announces a collaborative program with Enercam Resources Cambodia Co. Ltd. and graduate students at the Cambodian Institute of Technology. The program focuses on hands-on geological and geophysical training for oil and gas exploration in Cambodia. The initiative aims to mentor and develop a strong national team of Khmer geoscientists, enhancing the country's capacity in the earth sciences sector.
Genesis partners with Arami Capital to deliver digital and compliance infrastructure for branded luxury real estate investments. Genesis Holdings, Inc. partners with Arami Capital to provide digital and compliance infrastructure for luxury real estate investments. Arami, a subsidiary of Miami Real Investment, will manage investment vehicles focused on branded luxury assets in South Florida. Travaleo, Genesis platform, will support with digital infrastructure and compliance framework. The collaboration aims to launch up to 5 investment vehicles in the range of $25, $35 million each. BLEQ Clouds, Inc. announces the successful automation of major payment platforms on Apollo Cash and Phase 1 rollout of the Alligot.io. BLEQ Clouds, Inc. has successfully automated major global payment platforms on Apollo Cash, including PayPal, Venmo, and Cash App. The company also reported a 480% increase in referral link activity, indicating growing user engagement. Additionally, Black Clouds announced the Phase 1 rollout of the Alley.io, a SocialFi platform integrating social networking and financial services for a unified user experience.
Noble announces a downhole electromagnetic survey is planned for 2 drill holes in the recent Timmins area diamond drill program. Noble Mineral Exploration, Inc. announces a downhole electromagnetic survey planned for 2 drill holes in the recent Timmins area diamond drill program. The survey, conducted by Abitibi Geophysics, aims to refine future drill targets and improve exploration efficiency. Results from previous drill holes show promising mineralization with high zinc, copper, silver, and lead values. President and CEO Vance White expresses excitement for the program, aiming to find mineralization similar to the Kid Creek mine.
BioStem appoints Jody Ungro to Board of Directors as Audit Committee Chair. BioStem Technologies announced the appointment of Jody Ungro as Chair of the Audit Committee on its Board of Directors. With nearly 30 years of financial leadership, Ungro, a CC-qualified financial expert and life sciences veteran, brings a wealth of experience to the role. Her expertise in accounting, risk assessment, and regulatory compliance will be instrumental as BioStem expands its business and raises its profile in the public markets in 2026.
Fitzroy Minerals reports wide copper mineralization intervals from the Buen Retiro Copper Project, Chile, and provides an exploration update. Fitzroy Minerals reports significant copper mineralization at the Buen Retiro Copper Project in Chile. Drill hole BRT-DDH-045 yielded 384 meters at 0.22% Cu, including 94 meters at 0.33% Cu. Infill drilling is underway for a maiden mineral resource estimate. Fleet Space Technologies will conduct a passive seismic survey at the Caballos project. The mobile MT geophysical survey is complete. President and CEO Merlin Mar Johnson highlights Buen Retiro's potential as a major copper system.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.